Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How's
things? How are you? Things are good. You well?
I'm good now, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
An exciting few months over the last little while. We've lots to get through in this chat, actually. We'll break it down into sections. You have been busy. First thing I will say is congratulations on taking the brave move that, for example, another man who sat in that chair for 21 years, Dermot Whelan, did, and walking out the door of the building and going into the real world.
I know, yeah. Well, Dermot now, he was here a lot longer than me. A little bit more tough for him, but it was still a tough decision
I'd
to leave
so.
Off the ball. Yeah, like it was the place that I always wanted to get to. That was always the pinnacle for me. So to get there, to have been there and presented, reported on some of the biggest sporting events.
Again,
it was
we'll get
amazing.
To that. I've got lots to ask you about that kind of stuff. But yeah, so let's get a bit of background, I suppose. Where are you from?
I'm from County Meath.
County Meath. Rathaus,
up the Royals.
Yeah, up the Royals. And then how did you get into this whole thing that sees you now leaving after the ball for all this time? But how did you get into sport reporting and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I've always been mad about sport. Massive GA fan, massive soccer fan, always played growing up. And I think I always wanted to get into some form of sports media, but just never knew how.
Yeah.
And I don't think women,
many people feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And like women in sports, it wasn't really visible when I was growing up. It wasn't that long ago, but
it still wasn't overly
visible to me. So I think I really just thought, no, that's not a possibility for me. But I went to New York for 3 years. And while I was over there, I was playing football, I was playing GA, and I was constantly seeing how they reported on games, how they presented games.
Yeah.
And it's very different over there, but I just thought, wow, like, I saw the power of sport.
Mm.
I said, you know what, when I get home, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I'll give it a go and see if I can get my foot in the door. And I joined 98FM.
I was going to say, you didn't join as a sports reporter, you joined as an events team.
Yeah, events team, and said, okay, foot in the door now. I can go up to Michael Brett, who was the editor at the time, and ask him for opportunities. And look, it was hard. There was no opportunities at that time, but I shadowed different people. And like one time I actually went into Michael Brett and said, here, I see there's an open training session for the Dublin ladies. Can I go out to it? And he was sort of looking at me going, like, that is not your job. I was like, I know, but I'll just give it a go. So I remember getting a lend of a microphone. I brought my little brother with me. He brought the camera and he didn't know what he was doing. And we just went with it. And I remember the interviews did pretty well. And that was sort of the beginning of it.
What I love about that is just the kind of attitude that gets results, it gets rewards, it gets opportunity, because you wouldn't take no for an answer. You wouldn't sit down and go, oh, well, that door's closed. Like, no, just kick it open. Like, just go. And in fairness, in sport in general, I think for women, that whether it's playing or reporting, that seems to be part of the story for a lot of women. Like, I listened to Jill Scott, for example, talking about her experience and how when she was growing up, again, women's football wasn't a thing. But she didn't let herself even go too far into the future, because if she did, she knew at some point, well, that's going to end. This dream of playing football is going to end. Mm. So she only looked at the next season, the next match, whatever. And then eventually, by the time she got to the point where she won the Euros in 2022,
incredible.
What an incredible moment for her and for the whole team and for women's football in general. Like,
massive. And I think that was the case growing up, that there was no women's teams.
Mm.
You know, in my area, we had no soccer team, we had no GA team, no camogie team. So we all played with the lads, and that was just the norm. And I absolutely loved it. And
sure.
I wouldn't change it for anything, because I think it made us into the players we are and the people we are, because we didn't take no.
Yeah.
We said, okay, you know, we set up our own team then eventually when we got more girls interested. And you look at the structures that are in place now for underage girls, it's incredible.
Totally.
There's nursery level.
Yeah.
You know, you can join from any age.
Well,
which
that's
is amazing
it. Like,
to see.
Like, I have twin girls who are now 10, but when they were about 7, they didn't want to play GAA, they wanted to play football, but there was no football team. So I set up a football team for them, and now there's 3 teams at their age group. And, you know, we've got 30-odd girls going out every single weekend.
Brilliant.
Playing games. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it's one of the most satisfying things that I've ever been involved in is coaching underage football. I do boys as well. But, like, there's nothing like seeing kids stand up, learn something, learn how to be part of a team, how to develop a skill, how to become better, and then see that, you know, in their faces after a full-time whistle on a Sunday. Win or lose, it doesn't matter.
100%. I don't think I'd be doing the job that I do today without having been involved in sport.
Mm.
The fact, the skills that you get from it, the confidence, the leadership,
you
know, self-esteem, communication skills, all those things that I think if I didn't play sport from a young age, I don't think I'd be able to present.
As you said, it makes you into the person you are. Yeah. Now, you have then through all of this, gone through, as you said, those, taking those few steps, baby steps in 98FM, then been hired by Off the Ball, as you said. That was where you always wanted to be. But now you've walked out the door because there are so many more opportunities if you have more time in your hands and if you can do different things. And one of them is this incredible new show called Total Football, starting on the telly on RTE.
Yeah, I think you're really going to like this, Dave.
I think I am too. Yeah, so tell us about it.
So Total Football, it airs for the very first time on March 15th, a Saturday.
This coming Saturday, yeah.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
And it'll be on for 10 weeks. And hopefully we'll see it again and again.
Let's hope so, yeah.
Yes, fingers crossed. But it's all about encouraging kids to get involved in football and also to bring them behind the scenes of football in Ireland in general.
Okay.
So we'll show them how to get into sports media as well. So we have budding photographers, reporters, broadcasters that join us on the show.
Amazing.
Who are getting a chance to go out and interview Irish internationals, go to press conferences, go to games. And then also each week we've skills of the week. So
okay.
We'll have development officers from the FAI on the show. They're going to teach you a skill and you take it away and you go out to your garden.
Practice and practice.
Out to the
practice,
field, the street,
yeah.
Wherever it is you're living, to school. Practice your skill. And each week we're hoping to perfect that skill. And maybe from that, I hope that the impact is that kids that never played before, they think, okay, I'm going to give this a go, practice the skills, and it might just give them the confidence then to go and join a team. Because I think that can be a very hard thing too. That
absolutely,
if you're growing
the bravery
up and you
required.
Think,
yeah.
You think,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not good enough.
Mm.
That's a massive thing.
Yeah.
So I would love if I heard the kids got involved in football or in sport in general after seeing this show. And it's complete chaos as well. We have loads
like
of kids in
hear.
Studio. We'll have a team of the week and they all join us each week.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
Help me run the whole show, basically. So
well,
I don't know what I got myself
I've a lot
in
of
for.
Underage girls and boys. If you ever need anything for season two, let me know.
100%.
So 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
So
that
hopefully
is the right
before
time.
Or after you come back from your training.
Yeah,
is what we
yeah,
think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that's called Total Football. It starts this coming Saturday. And you're hosting that with Razdy?
Yeah, Razdy, yeah. Yeah. Amazing young lad. He's actually studying law and he wants to get into reporting and presenting. So he's a rising star. He's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he plays for Maynooth University as well. So football's been a massive part of his life and got to get to know him over the last few weeks. And
excellent.
He's super excited as well.
Brilliant. That's going to be amazing. Saturday morning's Total Football. Tell your kids, make sure they get up. And if there are games or whatever, record it and make sure they watch it when they come back. Look, lots has happened in the last little while. You've taken this brave step and in your career, but you've also gotten married.
I've got married, yeah.
Congratulations, who's the lucky
complete
fella?
Complete adult now. So he's from County Down. He's a Nordy. Colin McGinnis.
How do you
name.
Meet Colin then?
Shout outs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say he's delighted to be picked. He'll be getting texts on his phone now. But how did you guys meet?
So we actually met playing football in New York.
Okay.
Yes.
And then where was the wedding? Portugal?
We got married in Portugal, yeah. So in October, 150 people.
Wow.
In Albufeira. It was incredible. It really was. It was amazing. And we got the weather.
Oh,
thank God.
Because October's a brave one. I did Spain, but we did Spain in June.
Mm.
And we were the opposite. We got, like, where can we get shade and shelter? But October in Portugal, yeah, you could go either way.
It's hit or miss.
Yeah. And you got blue skies?
We did. And the days after were not blue skies.
But the important day was. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. What about the honeymoon? Because the honeymoon wasn't 6 days in Portugal.
No, we did 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went to Thailand, Vietnam, and then we stopped off in Dubai. So we went in January.
Wow.
And I'm just home. Yeah,
and
I'm
how
on two
was
weeks
it?
Now.
Yeah. How was that?
Oh,
I
it was
mean,
amazing.
It's got to be life-changing, right?
Honestly, I do think, that's what I was saying to people when we got back, like, I think it changed us in ways. You know, I think when you go away and have those experiences, people have said it to me for years, like travel if you can. And that was always the plan.
Right.
And before I got the job with Off the Ball, I had actually planned to go traveling. So
okay.
We had it all mapped out. I was going for 6 months and COVID hit.
Right.
And yeah, it got put on the back burner and yeah, we didn't do it. So I knew for the honeymoon, I wanted to make it happen.
And yeah, you're only back. So like it must be a mad adjustment then to come back from that period of time and that freedom
time.
To back to work now.
I think it was the freedom, just being able to think.
Yeah.
Because working in sports, it's go, go, go. You know, the lucky thing about Off the Ball was that you got to work on rugby, soccer, GAA, everything, whatever was happening. So it never stopped.
Mm.
So now the period of traveling was a time to just reflect, to think, to not get up and be thinking, where do I need to be? What am I doing? Where am I going? It was just amazing. But now we're back into it all.
Was there a fear from Colin that maybe you might have found some Vietnamese second division football to cover at some stage as you're going around the motorbikes going, we'll just pull in here. I'll get my microphone.
Honestly, I had so many plans. He was like, Not this trip.
No, he's right.
Not this trip.
He's right. There's plenty of time for those. You can go back. You mentioned all those things that Off the Ball gave you the opportunity to report on and present from. I've seen it, the women's football, for example. I've been out there. I'm a huge supporter of them as well. Of course, the international women's team. But if you could pick one event that you either have worked on or you would love to work on, what would be, what's the pinnacle for you?
It's so hard to choose. Like, I really did have incredible opportunities in Off the Ball. And when I look back, it honestly was pinch me moments. Like the Rugby World Cup was phenomenal. Seeing Mead win the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
I thought the All-Ireland
might be the thing that you might say. Yeah.
I cried my eyes out in the press box.
Understandably so, yeah.
Alongside Cora Staunton, who was someone else who I looked up to. It was all just mad. But I think one of the moments, probably seeing Ireland qualify for the World Cup in Hampden Park when they beat Scotland. It was something I never thought I would see. Mm. And like to see the growth within that team and the buzz with Irish football has been amazing. And it's going to continue. Okay, they had a bad result there.
Bad results happen to
football. They happen. It doesn't make you a bad team.
No.
You know, they will absolutely grow from that. And who knows what will happen in the future for them. But I think that night in particular, it was one of those moments of, oh my God, is this actually happening?
Yeah. So I was looking enough to go to Australia for the World Cup, and just to sit in the stadiums at those games, it was just, there was nothing like it. It was absolutely incredible. The atmosphere, the support around the cities, you're just walking around and seeing the green jerseys and realizing how big a step this was
for women's football in that light.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the packed stadiums. Yeah. It was just a real moment.
No, it was a real moment. Okay, amazing. Right, look, before I let you go, I've got to do the quick fire round, which I do with all my guests. What are you currently, 2 weeks after you've gotten back from your honeymoon, what are you currently obsessed with, Aisling?
I'd say what I'm currently obsessed with at the moment is probably the GAA new rules I'm studying.
Okay.
Yeah, everything that's going on. There's so much going on in the GAA, so probably at the minute,
Hang on, Cahal, what did you call them right around? It was very important that Cahal said there was a distinction between rules and...
We're not saying new rules, we're saying enhancements.
Enhancements. Is it enhancing this the game, fella. Though, Cahal?
I don't know, but that's what we have to say. Yeah. Just keep everyone happy. Enhancements.
Okay, so you're currently obsessed with the enhancements to GAA. That's an absolutely brilliant answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Brian O'Driscoll.
That's pretty famous, in fairness. I'll take that one any day of the week. Think back to when you're about 8 years old. It's Susbjogan School, and the teacher says, the moonshower says, take out your lunchbox there now. What's in your lunchbox?
An apple, ham sandwiches that I never, ever ate.
Did you not?
I used to put them in the bin. No.
What's wrong with ham sandwiches?
I don't know. I love a ham sandwich now.
Absolutely.
I always think back. It must have just been something in my head.
Right.
Yeah, I used to always put them in the bin. How terrible is that?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a parent of children, and I freak out when I open the lunchbox and I'm cleaning out the night for the next day. I'm going, who didn't eat their sandwiches?
Or the mildy sandwiches you left in the bag.
Or the apple or the mandarin and the smell of it after a few days. Anyway,
and a Capri Sun.
Oh, well. Capri Sun. Nice. And the final question I ask all my guests, it's a strange one, so go with me, Aisling. I don't. That's why I ask. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I've heard this. Nobody told me in the shower. Knew it was coming. Absolutely. We shave our legs, so we obviously have to wash our legs.
But so with people who do shave their legs, be they boys or girls, I say park that for a second, right? Park exfoliation, park shaving. If you're nipping into the shower before you're running out the door to do something, you've got 4 minutes.
Yeah, just the shower gel.
Okay,
yeah, and
okay.
Yeah, you would. I'd do the job.
Fair. Absolutely fine. No, never have. Not even if I have half an hour, I wouldn't bother. Aisling, it's amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the new show, Total Football, starting on this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. on RTE2 on the RTE player. Great to chat.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.